And we're a little early, but that's all right, because we've got two guests joining us this morning. One is not a guest. One is a regular Tuesday show co-host, Susie Cloyd. And she will introduce our other guest. This portion of the program brought to you by Asbury Place in Kingsport. And it sponsors this portion of the show. Susie Cloyd is Marketing and Outreach Director and joins us most every Tuesdays to talk about the benefits of living in a CCRC retirement community. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing just fine. Thank you on this pretty morning. And good to see you here. I hope you had a great weekend.
It was a wonderful weekend. I just can't believe that Tuesday is just like it was all weekend. It makes you want to extend it just a little bit longer. Just
go ahead. You have the official right to do that.
Thank
if you wish.
Thank you. I love time. Give me time.
Very good.
I do want to introduce my guest, Tammy Peter. I have had the pleasure of working with her over the last couple of months. She is our newly appointed administrator at Asbury Place at Stedman Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted her to talk, of course, about her very strong nursing background, but then also to maybe talk about the benefits and features of Asbury Place at Stedman Hill just following a very successful open house that we had mid-May.
Oh, very
and
nice.
I'll have her share all that information with you, and you don't need to hear from me anymore. I'm going to turn it over to Miss Tammy.
We'll talk to you at the end of the conversation.
Absolutely.
All right. Good morning, Tammy.
Good morning.
Thanks
glad
for joining us here. Do appreciate that. So 2 months into it right now, okay? Does the chair feel familiar at this point? Have you gotten used to the chair as administrator now?
Yes. I have been in nursing for 30 years.
Uh-huh.
I've been a nurse and director of nursing for 17 years.
Wonderful.
So
wonderful.
Definitely I enjoy, you know, the management role. And
mm-hmm.
So administration is... And still, there's a lot to learn and get used to.
Sure, as with any position
yes.
you move into as well, too. So where did you do your degree work?
So I'm up from around Nashville.
Okay.
I've worked at Lewisburg, Columbia, Smyrna.
Mm-hmm.
Was the DON up at Bordeaux Metro for a couple years.
Okay, yeah,
so.
Uh-huh. Very good. How'd you end mm-hmm. up in this neck of the woods?
Well, they had needed, there's just some help with nursing. I was an interim DON
okay.
over at Asbury for a few months, and then the administrator position come open, and I was very fortunate and blessed, and so
I applied for it, and
applied
bingo.
For it, and here I am.
There you go. So as the administrator now, what sort of oversight views, I guess, what sort of oversight duties do you have at Stedman Hill? In other words, I know there's got to be a number of different departments that work with you and so forth. Just tell me a little bit about your leadership team.
Okay. Well, we have a wonderful activity director, Laura.
Mm-hmm. We met Laura,
and
I believe.
It's wonderful just watching. She has such a passion for what she does. And, I mean, every day with the activities, with the residents, and really wanting to do that focus on what they want, and
mm-hmm.
they get to choose things. And so she gives forth 100% every day, and
yeah.
it's wonderful working with her. We have a great Larry in our environmental department. He keeps everything working and
mm-hmm.
going.
You need
and
to have one of those.
He is awesome. And, you know, it's great because he pays attention to detail. And, you know, the residents, things that they want and need, he is right on it. So
mm-hmm.
it is a blessing to have him on the team. And we have Brandon with our housekeeping. And, of course, that is so important. He keeps those rooms
certainly.
Clean. And,
mm-hmm.
again... just the needs of the residents, the things they want, he's right on that. And then I have a DON, Helen, and she works with me with the clinical.
That's director of nursing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And she does a wonderful job. And, you know, our primary focus is always our residents. And so every morning we have a clinical meeting and just focusing on what their needs are and what we can do for the day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we reach out to physicians, any need that they have,
yeah.
Which is really good because we're very high focused on our residents
yeah.
there.
How many residents are there?
So our census, we run around 42.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a memory care unit, and that is a real special, wonderful unit. So there's just a lot of care that our CNAs do with our residents. And
yeah, the memory care would require, I would think, perhaps a little more attentive, specific care. Mm. Is that right?
Yes, yes. So
okay.
it is a, there is a specific CNA that is to that, you know,
oh.
to the unit,
mm-hmm.
and they do not leave that unit. And so they have a wonderful time with them. They have a dining area, and then also they have like a TV room, gathering room for them. And
mm-hmm.
so they have a lot of... you know, just mobility around that unit and
that's
doing
so
fun
important.
Things. And yes. And
mobility. And you mentioned dining, too. I would imagine many of the residents may have specific dining requirements, perhaps?
Yes. So we have Richie. He's our dining service, and he does wonderful. I mean, he is out there talking with them, seeing what their preferences are.
He's visited before. He's quite a fellow.
Yeah, he is. He comes up with great things, and, mm-hmm. you know, so he does great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if it's okay for me to add, when we're talking about the memory care, our focused care for our residents, mm-hmm. what I really love about Asbury Place at Stedman Hills Memory Care Unit is it's very cozy. It's not too big. So you can, a nurse at any given time or even a caregiver at any given time can look out over the hallway, can look down the hall to get a really quick snapshot of what's the environment like today? What's the atmosphere like today? Without having to walk down halls, take turns, twist, and not be able to see everyone. Right. What I really, one of the features when I do bring a family in to look at home away from home is the memory care unit is so, I don't want to say small, but it's just the right size
focus
to where you're, and like I said, the focused mm-hmm. care. And I don't just talk about it. I see it every time I walk into that community, and it's the truth. I mean, mm-hmm. it's everybody's doing all the good they can for everyone they can, and it's just very easy to do because you have a focused environment to do it with.
Memory care is going to obviously require specialized treatment, actually.
Mm-hmm.
As families come to you, how do you sort of counsel them when they're interested in perhaps someone in their family coming to Stedman Hill? How do you work with them?
So if their need would be memory care, mm-hmm. then, you know, we definitely focus on with their loved one the stages of dementia, things that, you know, they maybe don't have a lot of just knowledge with all of that. So mm-hmm. I definitely want to bring that always and talk with that with them.
Sure.
Because we're there for all the stages, and we're, you know, we have mm-hmm. a lot of our you know, our staff is filled with compassion, and it helps them just to know that, you know, when they're at home, that they can rest and be at ease and know that they're in great hands.
Yeah, that's so important, mm-hmm. too, is the peace of mind that necessarily has to come as an end result of what's done.
Yes,
too.
Yes.
So we're thinking out loud right now with Tammy Peter, who is the new administrator at Stedman Hill in Kingsport, actually in Bloomingdale, but out the pike there, but part of Kingsport. And part of the Asbury complex as well, too. So when you took over the reins, so to speak, a couple of months ago, you had obviously a good sense of what was going on there at the time. But how have things sort of gelled in a favorable way in the couple of months that you've been there? What have you seen some of the things that are happening that really give you heart encouragement?
Just, you know, when I first walked through the door, it was such a pleasant, warm environment, like Susie was talking about. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just really blessed to work with the staff and helping them grow. They were really open to growth and learning. And,
right.
You know, just with our clinical, we do offer a 24-hour nurse. So there's always a nurse on call.
Great.
We do education every morning just with the nurses and the CNAs, and that, and them welcoming that education is real important because mm-hmm. we need to learn as we grow.
Certainly.
So that was really encouraging mm-hmm. because, you know, we want to do high focus and learn all that we can, like with dementia and all that and behaviorals. And
certainly.
So just that was exciting for me because
no
as a
doubt.
Leader, we want to always implement education and growth with our residents.
Right. So understandable, very definitely. The other part of Stedman Hill is aside from the memory care section. Give a little bit broader aspect of that and talk about the folks who are residents in that section of Stedman Hill.
Mm-hmm. So with our assistant living, the one thing they have, some of the health-related services. Of course, I mentioned the RN, nurse on call, 24
right.
hours.
Excellent.
They have assistance with dining. We do medication management, meal preparation. They also, being there, they do have skilled nursing.
Mm-hmm.
So we, you know, we're all able to take care of their needs, whether it's wounds, medication. And they are, the residents there are just overwhelmed. They just seem so happy and pleased. And, you know, they have where they, you know, they can just, we offer transportation for doctor appointments. So mm-hmm. when they need to go somewhere, they just, you know, it's, you can just tell that they're very comfortable and knowing that we, you know, provide what they need. Overall, it's, they're just, they love their dining experience. They have, you know, they all have their close little friends and they just enjoy that and sit out there and talk. And families come in and visit them with their dining. We have a piano player once a week, which is so awesome. And families come in for that.
Sure.
And so it's an overall, we're, you know, we capture everything for them and with them. And so they have assistance with ADLs.
What is that?
Oh, that's their daily, like, living, like, wash, if they need help with showers.
Oh, okay, that's
or,
right. Mm-hmm.
So they always have someone there to help them. And
if you will, from both sides of Stedman Hall, talk about the importance of physical activity for the residents.
So just being motivated and doing things every day, that mm-hmm. is huge. It's very important. Laura will take them. They go out on, like, to lunch at different locations on Fridays. And so it is overall just very healthy. They can, you know, they're doing things just as we like to do our exercise and get out and move around.
Right.
You know, that just lifts your spirit. They, you know, just we just maintain and just watch with them going out in the, you know, because they can still socialize. It's
sure,
not,
of course.
It's not an area where they're going in and they can't go do anything.
Right.
I mean, they go outside, they go on trips. So it overall, that just, you know, just lifts their spirit and keeps them motivated. And
mm-hmm.
of course, we know exercise is good for the body, circulation,
right.
And so we do look at all of that with them.
Keep everyone moving, right?
Mm-hmm.
There
always.
You go. Always. Tammy Peter is the administrator at Stedman Hill for the part of the Asbury campus in Kingsport. Tammy, a pleasure to think out loud with you. Don't be a stranger, okay?
Yeah, thank you. And
all right.
Appreciate being on here. Thanks.
You're most welcome, too. So, Susie, what have you got coming up in the next few days?
Gosh, we have such
couple of weeks, let's say.
Yeah, I'm going to say months.
All right.
as we put May behind us, which I can't believe we're doing that with such a busy May, and want to thank everybody for coming to the open house. It's so successful and very beneficial. Both sides, the people who came to learn and also for Asbury Place at Stedman Hill.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, June is here tomorrow, and our Bubbles and Blooms Garden Show will be on the 28th. That'll be on our website. And then also don't forget the entire month of July. We use the whole month of July to celebrate independence.
Mm-hmm.
So we have flags to give away for anybody who comes in for a tour. And then we also have our Freedom Barbecue, which is on the 22nd. And then we have our flag parade, which is that following Friday. So just go to our website, click on everything, do your RSVP for anything you want to attend. And I'm telling you, just don't let summer get away without coming to either Asbury Place at Kingsport to look at the CCRC, and definitely come to Asbury Place at Stedman Hill, place you want to be.
Sounds very good. Susie, how do folks get in touch with you?
423-830-8502.
Take care, and we'll
talk
to you
guys.
Next week.
Thank you, guys.